Welcome to Teen Talks. My name is Delaney.
I'm Brinley.
And I'm Daphne.
And today, since we are all hopefully, like, in quarantine, because contrary to what a lot of people think, this isn't exactly over. And, you know, there's a lot of valid reasons to be out and about, but just try and, like, have your masks on and stay as sanitary as possible. But today, we are going to be talking about some self-care ideas during quarantine.
Yes. I agree.
I'm so glad that you agree with me because, you know, if you didn't agree, that'd be a little awkward seeing as, you know, this is the episode for this week. But I'm so glad we're all on the same page here.
Yeah.
So, we have a few tips that are good to follow, you know, just every day, even when we're not in quarantine.
Hello?
Daphne? Hello? Can you hear me?
Out. Did you guys just not realize I was there for like a minute?
What?
I just thought you weren't saying anything.
No, I wasn't there.
Oh.
Sorry. Did I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Oh. It's just like me saying hello. Okay. Carry on.
That's really funny. I was just talking and you're like, hello. Okay, I don't exactly know. Okay. These things are good habits. Oh my gosh, okay. These things are good habits to have in everyday life, even when we're not in quarantine. But, you know, a lot of people have just slipped away from self-care because it is a really stressful situation. And you want to be like me, you know, you just want to sit in bed and be on your phone all day.
Don't be Delaney, guys.
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
That's the point we're trying to make.
So kind.
With this episode.
Just be the exact opposite of everything I am. But, so, we are actually doing a little challenge for ourselves where we're going to try and do all of these things stated for 2 weeks. And the reason we're doing this all together is because, you know, we will be able to keep each other accountable and remind each other. So if you want to grab a buddy and, you know, listen to this podcast together and maybe do the same thing as us to try and motivate you, because it can be really hard to motivate yourself with these types of self-care things when you feel like, you know, a few days in you're not getting any results, so you want to slip off. But, you know, we're going to try and keep each other accountable.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
And the reason we're doing this specifically for 2 weeks is because we're also including a workout regimen that's meant to go for 2 weeks. So stay tuned where we'll talk about that later. So the first point, and arguably one of the more important points, is drinking water. So this is super important. Water is basically like, water to a human is like gasoline to a car.
Yeah.
It's just...
Wait, sorry. So I don't know if I should say this or not, but like whenever water is so important, like I was like, yeah. And like, I just like remembered hearing that like humans are like part cucumbers or something.
Well, if you don't know exactly what you're gonna say, then probably don't say it.
That's a good point. But like the cucumber thing.
Yeah. Cucumbers. Okay, I'll include something about cucumbers just for you.
Wait, what about bananas? Don't we
have bananas too?
Yeah.
So we're cucumbers
and half bananas.
No. We share 50% of DNA with bananas. We are not half banana.
Half cucumber. Half banana, half cucumber.
That's what we are. We are so living this in.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You want... With your water drinking habits, you want to be like a cucumber. Cucumbers are made of a ton of water. They're like mostly water. And so you want to be like a cucumber, okay? Fuel your body with mostly water. You know, put away those pops. You know, put away the beer. Because, you know, teenagers. You know, just try and stick to drinking water. So we are going to try and drink a gallon of water a day. That's going to be the goal for how much water we're drinking per day. If you don't know how much a gallon is, which I was in that same boat like a couple of minutes ago, it is 8 cups. Okay, so just 8 cups of water per day for 2 weeks.
And if you ever feel like you don't want to drink water, just think of the cucumber.
Yep. Think of the cucumber.
Just do it for the cucumber.
Yes.
Next point.
Oh, yes. Keeping a clean living space or a desk space or, I mean, that's the one I struggle with a lot. Because I am not very organized, and it definitely makes a lot of things much harder than they need to be. And so just, like, keeping everything where it needs to be, making sure everything has its place, you know. So another tip, like, to help you stay organized is to clean up every day instead of just, like, doing it, like, you know, after, like, a week, or a month, or a year, or, you know, you get...
Or 10 years, yeah. Or 100 years, or 1,000 years!
Yeah. Because it'll just be much easier just to get it done every day.
All day, every day is a holiday, I can't go wrong. I personally struggle with a lot of procrastination when it comes to cleaning up. So, you know, you make a mess and then you just leave it and you're like, oh, I'll clean it later. And then, you know, later turns into tomorrow, and then tomorrow turns into like next Friday, and then next Friday just turns into never until, you know, your mom comes in your room and almost passes out because of how messy it is. It's just like... So, yeah, that's going to be something I will probably struggle with in this 2-week period, but I'm going to try and work hard, and you can too if you're going to follow along with us in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All day, every day!
Delaney, you know what you remind me of? Like, you know how, like, what? Some talk shows have, like, their own bands?
Oh, yeah.
That's me, guys. I'm the Teen Talks
official band.
Yeah, it's a one-man band.
So the next habit we are going to be talking about is skincare. Taking care of your skin is very important. And hopefully the water thing will help with that too. But just make sure you wash your face and stuff. Incorporate those good habits into your routine. And you'll probably, hopefully you'll feel happier too. I, at school one time, I was walking, and then I saw this sign, and it was like, "You Are Your Habits" by Albert Einstein or something like that. And I was like, wow.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
So. So just try to think of that, you know?
Yeah. Think of good old Albert Einstein.
Yeah. But like, don't. Make sure you take better care of your hair than him.
I think he is rocking the messy hair look.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's going for that. If you're going for that, that's cool.
Yeah.
But the point is, taking care of your skin is important, and we are going to be upping the skincare ante over this 2-week period, and we'll tell you how it turns out.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, talking about skincare especially, it can lead into a conversation about short-term and long-term gratification. So, if you don't know what that is, short-term gratification is like, well, I'm going to be on my, like, phone for half an hour more instead of doing my homework because that'll make me happy in this moment. But long-term gratification is where you do your homework and you do it well and thoroughly, and you take your time on it, even if it's not the most fun thing, but then you get a good grade and you pass the class. And so that will give you a really good feeling. And that's long-term gratification. So with skincare, you know, you may be like, I have naturally clear skin, so I don't need to take care of it. But, you know, if you aren't taking care of it, then in the long run, you're going to have, like, a bunch of sunspots and wrinkles. And, you know, not that those are necessarily ugly features, but they can, you know, be unhealthy. Like, sunspots can turn into, like, cancerous, like, moles. So, you know, make sure you're wearing sunscreen every day, even if you're not going outside. But, like, if you have a window open, then the UV rays can still get in and still harm, you know, your skin. So you want to be doing things as normal and always wear sunscreen every day.
Yeah, skincare.
Yeah. Yay.
So the next tip is to try and improve your diet. And in this, we're not talking about like going on a diet like, you know, paleo, keto, low carb, whatever. We're just talking about, you know, diet with the food groups. Depending on, you know, your stomach size and your metabolism, there's different amounts of meals and different proportions that you should eat every day. And you should, if you're really very interested, you should consult like a dietitian or a nutritionist. But, you know, for me, I have a smaller stomach and a faster metabolism, so it's better for me to eat many small meals rather than like 3 big meals a day. But, you know, it's different from person to person what will work best and be healthiest for them. But, you know, there are some tips that can be pretty universal, such as drinking water before meals to make you less hungry or, you know, more full. And if you even want to add on to that, drink like a sparkling water. But it's very, 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 and I cannot stress this enough, very important to make sure you are eating enough every day. Starving yourself is not going to help in the long run. It'll lead to more health problems and into a recovery, which you will, or, you know, even on the more severe sides, like death. But I don't want to get that, like, depressing, but, you know, it is very important to make sure you are eating enough every day, and not to forget, because I know, you know, with quarantine, when you're sitting around, you're not exerting as much energy as you may normally be, so you don't feel hungry, but, you know, maybe just set alarms on your phone on when you need to be eating, just to remind yourself if that's not something that comes naturally. But another tip, and this is just like a dietary tip, is to just make sure you have a lot of balanced meals, like, you know, lots of protein and starchy vegetables, you know, just and analyze what you're eating on a day-to-day basis and, you know, look at like a food group chart and just try and pick out what's not as healthy and, you know, include what's better for you and try and eat more vegetables, more fruits, more proteins and, you know, try and reduce on processed sugar. Now, natural sugars that come in fruit and stuff are perfectly fine, but, you know, processed corn syrupy stuff. And it's also, you know, carbs are not your enemy. There are many different types of good carbs and good fats that are very important. And if you restrict yourself from those good foods just because you did a little bit of research and you weren't well informed, then that is not going to be good for you in the long run. You want a balanced diet. So avocados are really good because they have a nice, like, the good kind of fat in them. And another really important thing is to have a scheduled cheat day. Now, cheat tends to have a very negative connotation. So what I like to call it is a treat day. Because if you don't have that, it's not going to be very motivating. You're more likely to have a treat day every day rather than having a set day and looking forward to that day all week where you can eat pizza, you know, eat cake, whatever you want, because you held on to your, you know, healthy eating for, you know, a full 6-day period. And so you should get that time to reward yourself for that, because if you don't have that, you're more likely to just slip off whenever.
So another thing that we're going to try and do for this next 2-week period is go to bed at 11 and wake up at 9. And so that's just what we're doing because, like, that amount of sleep is good for our specific age group. And, like, I'm sure, like, all of you have heard, like, all the many benefits of sleep. But, like, yeah, it is really important. Like, so important to get a good night's sleep. And, like, on top of all the other things, like, helping your brain develop properly. Like, good sleep also improves, like, your immune function. And so that is, like, especially important, like, in this period, you know, with all the coronavirus stuff. And so it's just really important to stay healthy, and sleep will definitely help you. And also, like, if you're in, like, some sort of sport or something, like, especially sports that, like, are, like, longer and don't necessarily have, like, just, like, those short bursts of energy. But, like, if you're, like, a runner or, like, a basketball player or something, like, good sleep will enhance your athletic performance.
Mm-hmm. And not only is sleep very good for your physical health, but it is immensely important for your mental health.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, who, Brinley, did you write, "Hello from the
Yes.
on the Google Doc?
Yep, I did.
Oh my gosh. I was just scrolling through all our, like, our lists, and then I was like, wait a minute. Very confused. Ah, what a lovely day. Okay. It's your turn for the exercising, Daphne.
What was that voice?
What voice? You mean my normal voice?
You should talk about that during school.
Yes,
oh, should. Yes. That seems like a very good decision.
Very good.
Very super rational.
Good. So the last thing we're planning on doing in this 2-week period is exercising every day. What was that?
Sorry.
Wait, what are you doing?
I don't know what came over me. I was just clapping.
Thank you.
I don't know what came over me, honestly. I just felt the need to start clapping, so.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. Okay. So the last thing that we are going to be doing in this 2-week period is exercising regularly every day. And are you crying? So exercise is also very important in pretty much everything. It helps a lot of people with their mental health because it releases endorphins. It helps you get to sleep better. It helps improve your immune system, which will help you fight off diseases better, like the coronavirus.
Coronavirus!
And, yeah, exercise is just really good in general, so that's what we're going to be doing, and hopefully we'll have abs by the end of it.
So, the specific exercise we're doing, which you have probably heard of since it has like 156 million views, is the Chloe Ting 2-week ab shred workout thing. So we're going to be leaving a link to that in the description, just so if you want to follow along, do the same thing as we are. And that's why the whole process we're doing is 2 weeks, just to follow along with the exercise. And of course, like, if we want to do this for longer than 2 weeks, then we are going to, because, you know, hopefully these 2 weeks is just a start, just the original push to get us to build up these healthy habits. And hopefully, you know, we see results and we feel better. And it's not necessarily about, like, looking better or like getting abs in a way. It's just feeling better and being in a good place mentally by the end of that. That's the main goal of this whole thing. And you know, quarantine can put you in quarantine can put you in a rough spot, just because, you know, we're stuck at home, we're all getting a little stir crazy, we miss our friends. And so doing this, the main goal is to just make sure we're all feeling good by the end of it. Okay. So I tried to do the workout yesterday, and I took a break every like 5 seconds, and I'm sore already, and I didn't even do much. And you know, it's not saying much. I never work out, so this is gonna be a challenge for me. But literally, I only did like half of the workout probably in total. So that's really fun, honestly. I'm just so excited for that. What are your guys' thoughts on this whole situation?
I'm so scared.
I'm like genuinely nervous that I won't be able to like wake up at 9 and go to bed at 11. But I feel like, and also cutting down on our screen time. Wait, guys, we did the cutting down on screen time in this episode, right?
No,
we didn't.
Oh, okay. What we mean by cutting down on our screen time is 5 hours or less on our phones, and then our on the computer, Nintendo Switch, and TV, 2 hours or less. And that's, we're doing that because it's probably good for us not to be looking into a screen 11 hours a day like Delaney.
Wow, really had to call me out there.
And also because we don't want our cucumber brains to rot.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen a rotted cucumber?
I have. It's disgusting.
Yeah. So we don't want our brains to look like that.
Definitely.
Also, I saw this thing, and he was like, It was just this thing about, like, how our bones are evolving as we look at screens and stuff, but yeah.
Huh.
But, and hopefully cutting down on screen time lets us enjoy the simpler joys in life.
Yeah. This is also kind of a little self-promo, but the next week's episode is going to be on hobbies you can pick up during quarantine. And, you know, we will be enforcing these hobbies in a way. And so we'll be trying to do these things rather than going on our phones.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I feel like, at least for me in quarantine, it's not really that I'm bored. It's just that, like, there's so many things I could be doing, like playing my instrument, exercising, reading, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to go on my phone. And hopefully that kind of cuts that down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll probably become, like, the best kids in band by the end of this.
For sure.
Honestly, not a doubt in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, me and Daphne are going to be the single best clarinet players in the whole world.
Wow.
You're going to be the best flute player in the whole world.
Yay.
And not saxophone. A doubt in my mind. Yeah.
And ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, Delaney, you'll probably be... You already are the best singer, so... Probably don't need to practice that much.
Yeah. I'm a really good singer. It's a passion. Okay. So what were you saying before we realized... Oh my gosh.
Oh, sorry. That sounds weird.
I just heard a really bad echo.
Mm-hmm.
So, Daphne, what were you saying before we realized that we didn't include anything about screen time?
I have no idea. I think I was saying something like how screen time would be so hard because... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, on our screen time, we are... excluding Zoom and FaceTime and house party and just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and yeah.
No, what were you saying?
Oh, I was just gonna say something about how, like, reaching out to people is good.
Yeah. I agree. Hold on, I'm trying to think of what I was gonna say. Well, like, you know, excluding, like, the Zoom and house party and FaceTime thing is just because, you know, one, we have to do, like, this podcast thing. It's, you know, we're so famous, we have a podcast. But, you know, social interaction is a really important thing to be keeping up during these times. So,
speaking of, we're so famous, we have a podcast. Guys, shout out to Jill Ritar, our number one.
No,
even though you're probably a robot.
Well, maybe not.
Wait, how do you say it? If you aren't a robot, I'm sorry.
Wait, no, I forgot. We're sorry. We're so sorry.
Guys, I said it right, right?
I don't know. Wait, did you?
I'm sorry if I butchered your country's name. Guys,
we're so bad at this.
We can use a clickbait title for this one.
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Goodness. Okay. Nice going, Daphne.
I mean, they speak English, right?
Like, we're British. Sorry, we don't know anything about
British?
This country.
Well, British is... Well, oh, British is... No, it's...
Okay. You know, your heart was in the right place.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry. We should have done our research.
Yeah.
I hope we didn't offend anyone.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Wait, also shout out to Germany. I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, are. Yeah.
I'm just... This is a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
And I haven't really mentioned this before to you guys, but I think that we should send each other screenshots of our screen time at the end of the day.
That's probably...
Okay.
We gotta hold ourselves accountable for each other.
True. Yeah, and we should do it at like around 11 p.m. So that's when we're supposed to be signing off.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay.
Just so we can't, you know, lie to ourselves and each other. But we will have to just be keeping ourselves accountable with, like, the TV, laptop, Switch, 2 hour stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I trust you guys.
Thank you.
And I trust you guys. Now I'm not so sure.
Totally. No, we'll be okay. You can trust us.
Yeah.
It's a little suspicious sounding.
Did we trust you?
I don't know. Should you? Do it! This episode has just gone all over the place.
Yeah.
Turn into a question on whether or not we should trust each other.
Oh, wow.
Oof.
Oof.
Thank you so much for listening all the way to the end of this episode of our podcast. If you enjoyed this and it's the first one you've listened to, you'll definitely enjoy all our other ones because we just have a rad time in all of them. Just absolutely amazing. I don't know where that came from, but... Make sure you check out our Instagram and Twitter at Brennan Daffendel. Is that right?
That's the one. Yes. For Instagram.
Okay. But our Instagram is Brennan Daffendel.
And Twitter is Brennan Daffendel. I think. Yes. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay. We know our own social media so well.
Yeah.
But
we're also on YouTube.
Oh yeah. Yes. We're on YouTube. We're just everywhere.
Yeah.
So thanks again for listening. I hope you have an amazing day. I hope if you decide to do this that it goes super well for you because you deserve it. Okay. You are awesome. You are amazing. You are loved by us. Make sure you check in next week for our hobbies you can try during quarantine, and the next week for our update on how our experience with this went. So, thank you so much for listening. Bye!
Stay safe.
Bye.